Helping high school students get a better education and an interest in agriculture. Sophia Marin is a lab assistant at UC Cooperative Extension Kern County, and she's also an adjunct professor at Bakersfield College in a dual enrollment program with Wasco High School. Maria, thanks for being with me today on the California Ag Today podcast.
Thank you, Patrick. It's a pleasure to be here.
Maria, tell us how these Wasco High School students are attending Bakersfield College at the same time.
The students are in the 11th grade, so by the time that they're done with high school, they'll have their high school diploma plus an AA degree from Bakersfield College.
Wow.
So they're taking their regular high school course classes plus the Bakersfield College requirements for their AA. So they're essentially doing two schools in once.
They're pretty scholastic kids then, aren't they?
Yes, yes.
So Maria, we're right here at the California Fresh Carrot Advisory Board meeting in Kern County. You brought the students here.
Well, for the last 2 weeks, we've been discussing about the different pathogens that affect plant growth. We also talked about plant breeding, genetics, and hybrids, and how, you know, we've got new crops. So we've got red carrots, we've got purple carrots, we've got pluots, we have peaches, yeah. Nectarines. And so they've got their own experiments going on in the lab because it's a lecture and a lab. And so this was a great opportunity to actually hear the researchers themselves from their experience, and they get to hear it, you know, instead of a textbook and me going over it, they got to see it real life. And I thought it would be a more memorable and something they'd really grasp.
So Marin, coming from that rural area of Wasco, I would imagine most of these students have an interest in agriculture.
Sure. Yes, at the end of this next year, they will all receive an agricultural business degree from Bakersfield College. So what they do with that, it all depends on them. So whatever I can instill and spark on them to enlighten whatever career path they want to go to. So whether it be in agronomy, pathology, or the research, it's all on them. If you're narrowed to just one subject and think that that's all you're going to do is the business, I mean, it's nice to open their eyes to see more.
Do you think some of these kids are going to go to a four-year college? Some of them even get PhDs.
Oh, of course. I there's a few that I've just been very impressed with. And some of the terminology I say, and I get kind of like, oh, I can't forget, you know. But no, they get it. They know it. And so I love that. So when I'm speaking to them, they understand. They've got that motivation to like, okay, what did you just say? I'm going to go back on, you know, research and then come back on it. So I'm very impressed. These students work hard, you know, very hard. They have weekend classes. There's a summer class as well. So they work very hard. I'm very proud of these students.
Well, Sophia, this is terrific, and thanks for all you're doing as being their teacher. And thanks for being with us today on the California Ag Today podcast.
Oh, great. It was a pleasure. Thank you for having me.